From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, there's a county in Nevada that pretty much always gets it right when it comes to voting for president. Where is it leaning this year?
First, Texas has activated emergency teams anticipating Tropical Storm Edward. The storm's approaching the coast of Texas and Louisiana and is expected to reach near hurricane force before hitting land tomorrow morning. Oil companies are watching carefully. They have many oil rigs in the Gulf of Mexico. Joining us is Jefferson County Emergency Management Coordinator Greg Fountain in Beaumont, Texas. Greg Fountain, how many oil facilities are threatened by this?
Well, the Gulf of Mexico is just spattered with offshore production platforms. Drilling off the coast of Texas and Louisiana is increased, in the last year or so. There's quite a few facilities that are at risk. Here on land, we're taking normal precautions here in Jefferson, Orange, and Hardin counties, as well as the Galveston County area. In our area, as the projected path is right now, we're expecting tropical storm force winds by 2 a.m. tonight, with landfall between 7 and 11 tomorrow morning near Galveston is what the experts are telling us at this point.
Tropical force winds, how big are those winds?
They're 39 miles per hour or greater, and so we could expect 40 to 60 mile per hour winds. When it's 74 miles per hour, it's a Category 1 hurricane. You know, current winds are 50 miles per hour. It still has another, 20 hours or so before landfall, so the possibility of gaining that extra speed and strength is very possible. At the trajectory the storm's taking, paralleling the coast, it'll put us on the dirty side, the right side of the storm, and with that counterclockwise pattern, that'll keep the strong side of the storm on us for a longer period of time.
So you must have a lot of experience watching these storms come on. What are you thinking about here?
At this point, you can't take anything for granted. Last year, we had Hurricane Umberto that was the fastest-forming hurricane in U.S. history, so we take nothing for granted.
Could we turn for a moment to what was everyone's focus 3 years ago, Hurricane Katrina and New Orleans? Would a storm like this threaten the still-ongoing recovery efforts there?
Well, yes, it could, but it's New Orleans pretty much is out of harm's way. But what we have is we're the forgotten storm. Hurricane Rita hit us 3 weeks after Katrina.
That's right.
And did catastrophic damage in southeast Texas, southwest Louisiana, and therefore we still have people recuperating in our area from that this storm will affect. And last September the 13th, we had Hurricane Umberto that impacted Galveston and Jefferson and Orange and Hardin County. Even though it was a Category 1, it still greatly impacted our area.
So what are you doing now, Greg, in Beaumont where you are?
At this time, we're advising the residents of southeast Texas to prepare. Go to ready.gov, have your preparedness plan together, your family plan, and be prepared to ride out a tropical storm. We don't evacuate with a Category 1 or less storm unless it's a real low-lying area, and we just have our citizens filling up their tanks and being prepared and getting their flashlights and things together at home.
Greg Fountain is Emergency Management Coordinator in Beaumont, Texas, where they're getting ready for Tropical Storm Edward. Greg, thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a good day, Alex.